Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor...
You're watching The Madness of a Lost Society. November 26, 2010, Black Friday revealed yet further evidence of the complete madness of the populace of our lost society.
In case you didn't hear, the leaders of China and Russia.
China and Russia said that they are renouncing the dollar.
The best way to think of it is a ticking time bomb. At some stage, the dollar will fall sharply.
Now, you might be saying, Neil, what the heck does this mean to me?
As the dollar loses status as the world's reserve currency, as mystery missiles launch just off our shores, as North and South Korea take the world to the brink of war, as the TSA violates all measure of liberty and constitutional rights, and as the U.S. military itself prepares for the coming total economic collapse and breakdown of civil order, this is what Americans care about. Wanton, lustful commercialism, acting like animals fighting over trinkets made by human beings for slave wages. As you watch this horrific video, do you think any of these people own a single ounce of physical precious metal? Any gold? Any silver? Do you think that even one of them understands what the Federal Reserve is, or that the Fed is spending them into oblivion and economic slavery? Do you think even one among them has made any preparations at all for the day when there is no food on grocery store shelves? And do you think the morally bankrupt executives at Target or Walmart even care? This is what we've become. A decadent, mindless culture who, by virtue of this complete and willful ignorance, are now officially complicit in the crimes being perpetrated against us. Do you think these people who behave like animals, literally trampling each other over $198 laptops and $10 toasters, will even pause for a moment to consider their actions before they riot and burn entire cities when the days of hyperinflation finally arrive? When the grocery stores are bare? When they are truly desperate? This, my friends, is what a dumbed-down, morally bankrupt, completely broken society looks like, and this is how it behaves. No outrage over the bankers raping them. No outrage over their gutted industry. No outrage over their plundered dollar. Just blind, wanton stupidity. Just bread and circuses. The elite are social Darwinists, and they believe what they can get away with is fair game as long as we allow it. This is social engineering, and they've done it to us by design. They've turned us into animals that they can corral. We are no longer citizens in a republic safeguarded by our elected representatives. We are consumers feeding at a corporate trough managed by officials.
Will you tell the American people to whom you lent $2.2 trillion of their dollars?
Hundreds and hundreds of banks, any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve System.
Tell us who they are.
No.
If this is America, who will stop them? Our entire system is corrupt and needs to be dismantled and begun anew. But from what base? If what happened on Friday across America is any indication of the condition of the American populace, then our very foundations are built of sand. May God forgive us for what we've become and for what we've allowed to happen to our nation. And may those of us with the courage and sense to do it renounce this behavior and the monstrous marketing ploy that is Black Friday in its entirety. This, my friends, is not us. We are the Republic. We are the informed. We are the proactive ones. And it is our job to lift up those who are lost. And saving our Republic is a full-time job. May God bless the Republic.
All right, everybody, how you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson, broadcast from Greensboro, North Carolina.
understanding the times in which we live in today. I remember last Thanksgiving when we broadcasted, you know, thank you for the many people who are on the line tonight, the call lines. I know we usually broadcast on Thursdays at 6 p.m., Sundays and Thursdays, but obviously tomorrow is Thanksgiving. So tonight we want to do a special show on Wednesday. Last week we did the show on Friday, I believe, and we had a lot of people call in. And, you know, what are you thankful for in America today? And there's so much news out there to cover. Usually we have a guest, and I schedule a guest, but with the recent election that has gone on and everything that's been happening, we haven't had a guest now for about 3 weeks. I know throughout this past year we've done a lot of good. We interviewed the former Prime Minister of Canada on this program, who talked about organ harvesting. We had the ambassador, the United States ambassador for the country of China, talk about this because China's a communist country. And we talked about that, organ harvesting, which is a tragedy for the people out there who are living in a communist country, whose family is being kidnapped, or people who are sick and they're living through perilous times. You know, that's not what this show is about. I'm just touching on it, just what things that we've talked about. And many CPS cases we've talked about where mothers have had their children taken away, and even fathers. So throughout this past year, as we get close to New Year's, I like to reflect back on the year we had on this program and the many guests we had. And it's very important to reflect back and what change have we had or have, you know, promoted or tried to reflect back on people to help people. And there has. We've had some progress. We've had connections with a lot of people throughout this year. And we've been on the air now for a year and a half. And I'm trying to get in touch with my nephew, who was just recently discharged from the United States Army. And he flew in. He was in Washington, D.C. last night. He was discharged for a medical discharge because he has a stress fractures in his hips. And if anyone's been in the Army, if there's any vets out there, and we've interviewed many veterans on this program, you know that the training is intense, and they make you carry 90 pounds worth of armor and equipment on you, and you have to march for miles during your training. Well, apparently my nephew suffered stress fractures, and he was medically discharged from the Army with his displeasure. He wanted to continue on. I tried to advise him. You know, it's best to do what's smart and do the right thing. Collect the benefits you're owed. You served. You know, you were there for 2 years in the Army. You went through the training, and you're injured during training. So do the right thing. Collect the benefits you're owed. I mean, and that goes to any vet out there, any soldier, whether or not it was during wartime or training time. You need to do the right thing, and it's most important. It really is. So, but anyway, on this program tonight, I've been trying to get in contact with him, and for some strange reason, I've been unable to. I'm going to try to call him tonight on the program. I have his number here. Apparently, he's out with his buddies tonight, and I'm going to thrash him for that. Because, you know, we want to hear his story. He came out of Fort Bragg. He was stationed at Fort Bragg all this time. And we interviewed him before he went into the military, actually, if we all remember. And I asked him to do when he exited the military, do an interview. And I'm sure he will eventually, but I'm going to go ahead and dial his number here real quick, so be patient, callers, because I got a lot of information to cover tonight, and before we get into, but I'm trying to get Alex on the line here, my nephew, who hopefully will answer the phone here right now. So I'm dialing his number. Maybe he'll answer. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye.
Well, we don't know why. Okay, goodbye to you too. Well, we don't know why this is happening. I've been trying to contact him all day, so we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I did tell him to reach out to me today, and he promised he would. So far, I haven't. He hasn't, but there could be a good reason. He was at Washington, D.C. airport late last night and flew in to Bradley International Airport in Hartford, Connecticut late last night. So we'll give him the benefit of the doubt, okay? But my point of visit is this. You know, here we are, Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for as an individual, whether or not you're a family member or you're a friend or you're just a regular listener out there? I've had people in the chat room here who log in and log out. I've got other people that call in, hang up, you know. And listen, don't be shy. I'm not one of those other blog talk shows that will block you or ban you or kick you off the air. I'm not the other blog talk radio shows like TRS, the black racist talk show with Richard there, his AKA Tyrone. His real name isn't Tyrone. It's actually Richard, okay? Who has thrashed me and has called and actually recommended that I go into my backyard and pour gasoline on my head and light myself on fire. That's what he stated on the air. Because he's a 5%er. We won't get into that tonight, what a 5%er is, but they're black racist pieces of shit. That's what they are. And they hate all white people. And they believe that the white man came from a pig, and they should all be condemned. They're blue-eyed devils. That's what Richard believes. So Talk Real Solutions, I know your ratings has dropped since I've attacked you, and they will continue to drop. And I've continued to try to get you banned from Blog Talk Radio because – hate, you know, you're entitled to your First Amendment right. You're entitled to express freedom of speech. But you're not entitled to yell fire in a movie theater, okay? You're not entitled to tell people to light themselves on fire and kill themselves, okay? You're not entitled to say all white people should be killed. You're not entitled. That's not freedom of speech. And Blog Talk Radio should be ashamed of themselves to allow scum like that air continuously night after night on their show. We had actually a couple people who are a part of their network be a guest on this program. We all remember the Sarge, right? Remember about 3 weeks ago we had the Sarge, and what did he say? I can't talk to you on TRS. They won't let me. But I could talk to you on your show. They can't block me from that. Remember that, folks? Because half of this person's listeners agree with me. Because we're not going to feed into hate. We're not going to feed into black racism. We're not going to attack white people because they voted for Donald Trump. Okay? That's disgusting. That's disgusting. And we're not going to attack people because they voted for Hillary Clinton. That's disgusting. And TRS, Talk Real Solutions, who has banned me from their program, who has threatened me and told me I'm worthy of death, like I just told you, they told me I should pour gasoline all over myself and light myself on fire, is absolutely disgusting. And Blog Talk Radio should ban this individual from having a radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Again, I'm all for people having freedom of speech. But you're not going to yell fire in a movie theater. You're not going to threaten people, and you're not going to convince people to try to kill themselves, and you're not going to convince people to try to hurt other people. That's not freedom of speech, folks. It's not. And this program, what's the title of this program? Understanding the times in which we live in today. And we need to understand them fast. Fast, because we live in perilous times. We all remember the guest that used to call in several months ago, Tone. We all remember Tone, who criticized every supporter and every caller I had on this program. And finally, he gave up because I told him, people don't want to hear what you have to say. You're a hateful individual. Okay? We're here to uplift people. We're here to help people on this program. We're here to listen to your stories, to listen to what you have to say. We are not like other blog talk shows. My name isn't John the Baptist. I'm not going to save you from the end of the world. No, I'm not a psychic reader. And if you scan through Blog Talk Radio, you get these wackos. But, you know, they have their own shows, and as long as they're not hurting anybody, that's okay. But that's not what this show is about. This show is about helping people and uplifting people and getting to the facts. We've contacted the United States Attorney's Office. We've contacted sheriff's departments on behalf of people. And we will continue to do so. And I believe that you all should be thankful for this show. I'm thankful for being allowed to talk on Blog Talk Radio and reach out to the many thousands of people I've reached out to over this past year. And I'm asking my supporters to call in and ask what they're thankful for, and or at least participate into this program one way or the other tonight and say, hey, we have done great. But again, back to what's going on. One of my callers called in a few weeks ago, and he said, this Donald Trump situation and this election, Donald Trump may not be your next president. You say, what are you talking about? Well, guess what? From what Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, has talked about lately, the Electoral College may actually elect and change their vote through penalty and fines, Hillary Clinton. However, if that was to happen, it would go to the House of Representatives. And the House of Representatives are controlled by the Republicans, and they are assured that Donald Trump would then still be president because the Republicans control the House of Representatives. However, that caller who mentioned that, wow. That is amazing. How did you know this? How did you do this research? Because they're now actually talking about this. Because the Electoral College may actually switch their vote to Hillary Clinton. And then it would go to the House of Representatives. Amazing. So good job to that caller who called in a few weeks ago and mentioned that. You know, even though Donald Trump still will be the president, we know that. But that was great for the caller to mention that. And I'm asking some of my supporters to call in tonight or participate tonight. And there they are. They're chipping in already, so that's great. And anyone else, you know, you don't have to be a supporter of the program to chip in. You know, you could participate in the chat room, whatnot, or I have over 30 people on the phone line tonight. You know, all you got to do is call in. You know, the phone number is 657-383-0616. Person number one, I'll get you on. I promise I will get you on, and no matter your opinion, I will not mute you. But let's go to my first caller here. Go ahead, Meriden, Connecticut. Meriden, Connecticut. I'm in Greensboro. You're in Meriden. Go ahead. Hello, Mary, can I get? All right, he
Hello?
Must have. All right, hang on. Let me unmute you again.
Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm working on these tuna fish cans for phone, so it's a tough situation. well, I'm thankful to be able to be on the call and to be able to call in every week. I'm thankful to wake up in the morning, and I'm thankful for everything I have. And I've been talking about the Electoral College for many months, and as I mentioned maybe in your last show or the show before, there's been a few times in history where they have changed their vote. Now, Hillary's already got the popular vote, so if the Electoral College goes in Hillary's favor, it wouldn't go back to the House, would it? She'd automatically become president.
You're absolutely correct.
As I'm typing in the chat room, I don't think that'll happen.
I don't think it'll happen either. It's only been three times in history that they've changed their vote. I believe it was on the captain's show I mentioned it. They vote on December 19th. It's actually, I don't know, the second Wednesday after the first Monday in December or some nonsense like that. You know, only if it's a full moon and the tide is high and it's between 1 and 3 p.m. I don't know how they actually do it like that, but that's what I recall out of it.
Well, I mean, what's your opinion,
though?
You say you don't think it'll happen. And there's an echo on the call. So I don't know what's going on with your phone, but there's an echo. What do you think? Trump will be the president or not?
Yeah, I think he's going to get it, yeah. I think he will. I don't think it'll go this far without him being it. Although, as far as Electoral College goes, do they have anything else up their sleeves? You know, maybe Hillary's just pulling another one, crying her eyes out and everything else because they have something up their sleeves. If something should happen to Trump, what happens then? But I think as it's going now that, yeah, he will be the president.
Let me go ahead and mute you because there's an echo on your call. But I want to say something here real quick because there's an echo on your call, Meriden, Connecticut. I don't know why. Trump is already backtracking on what he promised he was going to do. He promised he was going to appoint a special prosecutor to have Hillary possibly arrested or, you know, appoint a special prosecutor to investigate this email situation. And I got someone type in the chat room. Thanks to that person type in the chat room. His call is echoing bad. So I had to mute him. But I got another caller here on the line. So let's get to him. Let this or her. Let him get. Is this Mike from Wisconsin? Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Joe. Hello, everybody. This is Mike from Wisconsin.
Go ahead, Mike.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, there's a lot to be thankful for. I'm thankful I'm still alive and kicking, and, you know, I'm thankful for my family that, you know, that have been there and, you know, kind of supported me and, you know, my brother and, of course, you and my father and, you know, a couple other people in my family that, you know, have been around. It's without family, you have nothing, you know. Just think of it. If you didn't have your family, I mean, what do you have? You know, you don't have anything. You know, just like you, Joe, you'd do anything for your family. You know, and that's
right. And Mike, not to get to interrupt you, but to get to the subject at hand, I believe, and one person in the chat room, we got a number of people in the chat room, not too many, only about 9 or 10. But one person pointed out something that I heard today on Rush Limbaugh, because, you know, I'm part of the media, and I listen to Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and I listen to alternative media, Infowars.com and all that. And they pointed out something very important. I think Trump is placing Sessions to handle it after January Sessions. And if you remember correctly, 6 months ago, I said Jeff Sessions might have been appointed VP, but he appointed Pence. And Jeff, and what do you think about the Trump? Because you know, look, this is not funny anymore. Trump is our president elect, and he's appointing cabinet members. And again, before you get to the original question, Mike, he's already backtracked. Okay, he promised to repeal Obamacare. He promised to repeal and replace Obamacare. And now he's talking about, well, you know, some of it we're going to keep. And he promised to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate Hillary Clinton. Now, listen, I actually did some research. Hillary Clinton, what she had done with her emails violating national security, it maximum penalty would be a large fine and her being banned from ever being part of a national security process or job ever again in her life. There would be no prison time. Nobody's ever served prison time, but it would be a large fine. But Donald Trump has stated now, after stating this during the debate, I will appoint, I wish I had the audio. I wanted to download the audio and play it for everyone tonight, but I'm sure we all remember. He will appoint a special prosecutor to investigate her and lock her up. That's what he said. And now he's retracted and said, well, you know, leave Hillary alone. She's been through enough. What's your opinion, Mike? And you're a dairy farmer out in the state of Wisconsin, a hardworking man, a retired dairy farmer, a man who is a part of the lower middle class in the backbone of our country. And tell me, what's your opinion on that, Mike?
I actually think that, you know, he's trying not to poke the bear. You know what I'm saying? You guys, you just, you know, spent a good 10 minutes or so talking about, you know, Hillary and you know, the delegates changing their mind and everything else. And I think what he's doing is he's trying not to poke the bear. I actually think
exactly.
That he gets in there.
And Mike, I want to say something real quick here. And I want to say something. He said this in the beginning also. Remember what he said about how Hillary, he said about ISIS and everything. He said, and the national security we have and how we participated in worldwide affairs, you know, with ISIS and terrorist attacks. Don't ever let your enemy know what you're going to do before you do it. Maybe he's not allowing the media, the enemy, because he knows the media is the enemy, and Hillary was the enemy at that time. Maybe he's not allowing them to know what he's going to do before he does it, because it's actually up to his Secretary of State and his Attorney General to bring or appoint a special prosecutor to prosecute Hillary. It's not up to the president. So maybe there's a plan here. Maybe he's playing it safe. Because you got to remember, he's not the president yet. He's the president-elect. So I just wanted to stick up for Trump there, right then and there, you know, if you don't mind. Go ahead, Mike.
I don't think he's a dumb person by any means, you know, and he's right. You don't tell Al-Qaeda that we'll be there, you know, Monday morning with bombs in our, you know, in our backpacks. You know,
that's
you just,
right.
You just don't do that. And then, you know, Obama, he really is a sad sack as a president. I mean, look what he did today.
Another,
you know,
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, he gave 25 people the Medal of Freedom. And I'm not saying most of them deserved it. I mean, they're really good people, okay? But, you know, it's almost like, you know, he's on a hot dog eating contest, you know, and he's trying to shove in as much as he can. Well, that's what he's trying to do the last couple months here of his president.
Well, someone made a good point in the chat room, Mike. Someone made a good point. If he was to prosecute Hillary, what would Obama do? he would pardon her. He would pardon her, right?
Right, exactly. So,
okay.
You know, back off, like he's doing. You're absolutely right, Joe.
Well, that was a point someone made in the chat room, and I just wanted to bring that out because I try to pay attention to the chat room as much as I possibly can. It's hard. I expect my supporters to do that, but, you know, I don't see any supporters participating in the chat room tonight. And the chat room is usually full to its, you know, usually I can hold about 15 people in the chat room. I know I got about 35 people on the call line tonight, and my usual supporters are participating, and I appreciate that, Mike, and you're one of them. But
I'd like
go ahead, Mike,
Alex.
Finish up. Go ahead.
I'd like to welcome Alex home, and I'm glad he's home safe. It's too bad he couldn't have came on. You could have talked to him a little bit because, you know, anybody that gives us a little more insight to what's going on, what's the morale?
He was stationed in Fort Bragg. He was stationed in Fort Bragg for a year and a half, and he promised us, and this is a family member of mine, and I'd like to try to give him a call again, but I don't want to tie up the line, but maybe I should. I mean, I don't know what he's doing. I'll try to give him a call real quick if everyone could spare 30 seconds. Mike, you're absolutely correct. I mean, I'm sure I'll schedule him in the future, but it's Thanksgiving weekend, and I'm thankful that he's home safe, you know, and he's not over in Afghanistan or Iraq, you know, in harm's way. And I wanted everyone to say that. I know there's a lot of people on the line that don't know who Alex is, but Alex is my nephew, and we did several shows before he entered into the Army, and we had a hero, Sean Rowe, on the program, Veterans Against ISIS, on this program about a year and a half ago. And if anyone remembers that program, it was a powerful show, and he was on Fox and Friends, Bill O'Reilly, and I managed to get him on the program. And, and he advised Alex not to go into the Army, but let's try calling Alex real quick, see what happens. I'm going to do that right now. The answer is, if not, then, we'll move on.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
He's unavailable.
Goodbye.
He's unavailable. Okay, I'm sorry, guys, but I tried to get him on. I apologize. Mike, I'll try to schedule him on. He's supposed to be out with his friends, but I want to touch base with Joe and Smash in Florida if I can real quick. Joe and Smash in Florida, I know I usually pack you through. You're actually 2,200 miles away from Mike. And about a 9-hour drive from me. So let's talk to Sebastian, Florida. Joe, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, Joe. I'll say hello to everybody that's here. Go ahead.
Well, Joe, my question is this. So far, what you heard about Trump, we all supported Donald Trump on this program. At first, we didn't. But we changed our tune about halfway through, and if you remember correctly, we had a lot of Trump supporters call into this program, people that were campaigning for him and whatnot, and we all said, hey, if this guy is against the establishment, against the normal flow of what the government is doing, if he's for the little guy out there, then let's support him. And we did, and he's been elected. And we did a live exit poll during the election. We did. We went out to all the polls. And if anyone wants to listen, that's an archive show. I with the captain in New York, we all did a great show that night. That was a great Tuesday night. We had many people call in that night. But, Joe, so far from what you're seeing from the president-elect, in your opinion, and you've been around a long time, you're a veteran, you're a vet, what do you see and what's your opinion?
Well, with the election of Trump, the only thing I can see is, well, good luck to him. He's building a cabinet. Okay, that is good to see. It does help an awful lot of people. And, well, Sessions is one person that we have to worry about because he was a member of the Ku Klux Klan at one time and some other things. So I don't know
really?
About that.
Really? Jeff Sessions? Really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow, okay.
The rest of it happens to be that when he goes to Washington, naturally people are trying to get to him to try and bend his head one way or another way. And, he's probably just talking right now, a lot of things, just to fill up the airway. I would wait for a little while and have faith in him. And, you know, there is a number that you can call that is your congressman here in Connecticut, Florida, and you can leave your message to him, or you can call, there's a person, and I believe he's in Orlando, that you could tell your gripe to, and she'll get it to him. The whole idea is, give him time. I doubt very much whether he's going to do anything to Hillary. He might have said a lot of things, but now he is part of the establishment.
But Joe, did you hear what Rudy Giuliani said? You know, when people are on the campaign trail, they say a lot of things. They promise a lot of things. But sometimes we got to put it behind us. What the hell is he talking about? What do you mean? If you make a campaign promise that you're going to do this, 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 and this, you know, shouldn't he keep to his word, Joe? What's your opinion on that?
Well, yes, he should keep his word. But now don't forget, he happens to belong to the upper crust along with everybody else, and we are the untouchables. So he can lie to us. I'm sure that you're gonna find some things that are really, really bad about Trump down the road. But you or I or everybody else, we all have things that we really keep them quiet. We don't tell everybody all our business. I could mention about his wife. His wife happened to be a courtesan. Okay, she was a pay for play girl, and I don't know what she done for other than that. I myself have gone out with some of the girls in New York.
all right,
go ahead and laugh. Okay, one of them was...
I'm not laughing, I'm laughing in support of you.
Yeah, one of them happened to be a June Taylor dancer or a rockette, and, they go between those different things. And, she was interested to talk to. I learned a little bit about her way of life and what have you. And I should mention, before that... I was buying items from, well, the transmitter your brother has up in, I don't know where.
But Joe, not to interrupt you, Joe, with all due respect, I got people that typed in the chat room.
Go ahead,
they
interrupt.
Said,
you're always
Sessions.
Interrupting.
I got you, because I got so many people typing, Joe. And I want to give you the time, but. One person typed in and said Jeff Sessions was never a member of the Ku Klux Klan. Can you counteract that?
Yeah, sure. It was on Fox and Friends this afternoon.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
Well,
continue.
They said it. I didn't. But all in all, that's about all I have to say right now. Back to you, Joe.
Well, Joe, your input is always interesting. I'm sorry if you didn't want me to interrupt. It's just that I got people, typing, asking questions, and I don't want to disrespect, you know, the other people that are on the line also. I mean, your stories are great, and I know you've been around a long time. You're a veteran, and I've always paid great due respect to you and always want to give you the open line, you know. But people are asking questions, and you don't see those questions. So, you know, Mike, you still there, Mike? Go ahead, Mike. And I don't know if Joe from Meriden's still on the line. I don't think so. But we're
going to
get ready to wrap it up here. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead, Mike from Wisconsin. Wait a second. I got Joe from Meriden back on here. Go ahead. And anyone else who wants to participate, listen, the phone number is 657-383-0616. Press 1, and I will pass you through. I promise you'll get a voice in the program. But Joe and Mike, you're live on the line, and I'm going to leave Joe from Sebastian, Florida, also on the line, live. So go ahead, BitBanker. Go ahead.
Sounds any better on this phone?
Yes, there's no echo, so I'm glad you cleaned that up. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I changed phones. The other one was a tuna fish can on some fishing string. That's the best I could get. But I'm thankful for Alex coming home, and I would be thankful if I get a chance to talk to him or see him, but I'm sure I'll do that. I don't know about Sessions and the KKK. If they said it on Fox and Friends, you never know, because that's the mainstream media, so you have to be careful on what they say, you know. But as far as all the research and everything, I don't think he was part of it, but he's had a lot of influence that way or another, I think, over the years. But being part of it, I think that's kind of far-fetched. But as far as, you know, the Trump and Hillary, I think Mike is right. I think Joe in Florida is there right, too. And I think Trump's just playing a game right now. And right, we're not going to tell you when we're coming. We're just going to come, and that could very well, but what he's doing with Hillary, and maybe he's just hoping Obama doesn't pardon her. But I couldn't see that not happening either, because you know.
Well, listen, Joe, before you continue, you got to remember, you see, and what Joe touched on, you know, I have to pay attention to the board, you know. And there's people typing in the chat room and everything, and you know I'm always welcome to the supporters, but I have to pay attention to the board. And when people are typing questions, if it carries on too long, I have to interject. So I don't want anyone to think I'm disrespecting them, you know. I give everyone a chance to talk, but, you know, and I hope they understand that. But to interject again, go ahead, BitBanker, finish your point.
Well, in the chat also it says Melania Trump was a fashion model, and that's probably true, and that's what I've read about her. But, you know, Obama and Hillary, you know, they're all on the same team, but they're really in the same family. And for Obama not to pardon her before he left would be a terrible mistake or oversight on his part, because, you know, these people are a lot smarter than we give them credit for. And they take their time planning out their attacks on us in one way or another. But like you said, I believe, you know, Trump is going to do good if he does get there, and that he's a businessman. He's not a politician, so I think he's going to move forward, and we probably be a lot better off. Back to you.
All right, thanks. And Mike, I want you to wrap it up, or if Joe in Sebastian, Florida. I didn't mute Joe from Sebastian, Florida, because I didn't know if he wanted to interject at all, and he could. But Mike, out in Wisconsin, before we wrap it up, and I have some closing statements, and look, this show is an open platform, and people need to understand that. You know, everyone is welcome to bring their point, and I've done that for the past year and a half on this program. I don't mute people. I don't hang up on people, and we saw that with Tone. Tone pissed off every freaking guest I had on this program, but you know, finally he went away, and we did it in a professional way. But, Mike, go ahead. Give a few last points, and I want to do my thanksgiving and be thankful for my listeners and thankful for my family And that's the point of this show, because it's the day before Thanksgiving. And what is Thanksgiving, folks? You need to be thankful for what you have, even though it may not be much, or maybe you have a lot, or maybe you're thankful for what happened to someone else in your family. I don't know. You know, that's kind of how I wanted Alex to call in tonight. I wanted, because we're thankful. He was a member of the armed services. We did this on the show the day he entered in, and we wanted him to be safe, not go off to Iraq or Afghanistan and get hurt. And unfortunately, we're unable to get him on the program tonight, but we will. And I'll get anyone on the program. And this is a platform. What's the name of the show? And everyone knows it. Understanding the Times in Which We Live In Today. And it goes for anyone who believes or has a story to share. I'm not like other blog talk shows. I'm not going to block you, kick you out of the chat room, or hang up on you. You will get your say. And that's how I do things. And, you know, what else could you ask for? Alternative media is where you're going to get the truth, folks. Alternative media is where you're going to get the truth. But, Mike, give me a couple minutes to wrap it up tonight, please. Go ahead.
Well, I think, you know, just like yourself, Joe, you know, you're thankful that your children are healthy, and, you know, and they're growing and they're happy, and, you know, it's the same with everybody else. I mean, a lot of us have a lot more than the other person, but, you know, years and years ago, like Little House on the Prairie, you know, they're thankful that they even had a meal, you know, and that was about it. I mean, there wasn't any McDonald's, Burger King, or you know, restaurants to run out to, you know, and, you know, I miss my Thanksgivings at my grandmother, Nana. She tried her best, and, you know, it was a Thanksgiving that, you know, you went to, and we all sat down and, you know, and had a pretty good meal. And, you know, she really enjoyed doing it, and, you know, she's not here anymore, and, you know, I miss that. I miss having Thanksgiving with my brother and his former wife. Me and my wife used to go over there, and, you know, we'd have Thanksgiving, and, you know, and we'd all sit down and have a good time. And that's the thing about this, you know, let's get together and enjoy our company, enjoy, you know, each other, instead of, you know, always constantly being, you know, the Archie Bunkers of the world. You know,
well, Mike, you're absolutely right. And, you know, all the people we confront on this radio program, remember our friend from Nevada who was going to a Trump rally in Cleveland? He said he had a one-way ticket going out there. And it was either Trump or, you know, or anything else. And I haven't heard from him again, actually. But he called in for several months supporting Donald Trump. And we all remember that. And all the other people who called into this program, and all the people that participated in the chat room, the chat box. You see, usually hosts don't pay attention to the chat room, but I do, because everyone's voice is important, you know. And, Mike, without you in the chat room, the guests, BitBanker, Bridget, Suzette, the other one there that I've been addressing tonight, you know, without you guys, there is no show. Because any idiot can get on a microphone and talk all night long and talk about nothing. But when you have other people addressing what you're talking about, I'm thankful for that. Because you know what? Listen, we all need to work together. Because this is our country. This is what we have to live for. This is our neighborhood. This is our community. This is our family. And Blog Talk Radio gives us this opportunity. I don't agree with a lot of things Blog Talk Radio does, their advertisement schemes and all that. But at the same time, I pay for this show. to be broadcast, and I pay for it to be advertised. And I know I've got a lot of friends that listen. Hey, we have 42 people listening on the call line. I've had hundreds of people listening at one time. I've had a couple thousand people log into the archive show. I've had, 30, 40, 50 people in the chat room before. You know, and I'm thankful this year for that because our message is getting across, okay? And that's what's important. That is what is so important, Mike. It really is. And Joe in Smash in Florida, you're right. Sometimes I cut people off. I apologize. But you're our supporter of this program, and your opinion matters. I'm just, you know, catering to the others out there that are listening. So please don't be upset with me. You know, I'm looking at a call screen, and I see people on the podcast, in the chat room, and I see my call line. And I just want to say, you know, if anyone has a story they want to share, they have a topic they want to share, email me. JoeGibsonIsHome@yahoo.com, and we'll get your story on, or we'll do a show idea. And trust me, I'll reach out. I'll call senators. I'll call the congressman. I'll call the governor. We've called the White House before on this damn program, you know? And I'm thankful for that this year because we made a difference. We did. You know, we really did. And if there's one last thing BitBanker wants to say and the people on the line, go ahead. Sure. I'll give you a minute. I'll go with you first, Mike, and then I'll go with BitBanker. But, Mike, go ahead before we start wrapping it up and I wrap up the closing of the program. Go ahead.
I'd just like to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And, you know, it's this show might not be as big as, you know, Glenn Beck's or Rush Limbaugh or anything like that, but it's big enough right now that, you know, if you can get one person coming back once a week, twice a week to either listen or join in or even start becoming part of the show. You know, Tone had a good deal. You know, he came on here and everybody was, you know, at first was glad to hear him and talk to him, and then, you know, everything went south. And, you know, we don't really want that to happen. But anyway.
No, we don't, Mike. You're right. Mike, you're right. And you make a great point. And the person in the chat room, thanks for I've got BitBanker, Bridget, and several other guests, and Suzette. Suzette LT, thanks. Hey, thanks for participating tonight, and you're always welcome on the program, you know, and it's important to listen to your voice. Hey, listen, how are we going to get the word out? How are we going to be the alternative media? How are we going to get the honest truth out? Because there's no commercial breaks here. There's no editing. I'm not going to scratch what you typed in the chat room. I'm not going to edit what people talk about on this phone. And we've been doing this for a year and a half. And BitBanker, real quick before I wrap it up, I want to wrap it up at the 30-minute mark. BitBanker, real quick, if you give me 2 minutes, and then I'll wrap it up. Thanks. Go ahead, BitBanker.
Okay, I don't think I need 2 minutes. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. It would be nice if all family members could be together on Thanksgiving, although sometimes that's not possible. Sometimes it's not possible if you're even going to have a Thanksgiving meal or not. You'll probably have something of your own. You know, I've been doing podcasts for a decade or so now. I participated in podcasts for a decade or so, but I was never committed to podcasts like I am on your show, on this show here. There's a difference when you participate or when you're committed. It's like having breakfast in the morning when you have bacon and eggs. You see, the chicken participated. The pig committed himself to it. And there's the difference. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And I'm thankful I'm not a turkey.
Hey. Thanks. And thanks to the people in the chat room and to the new listener there and then the 9 guests. And like I said, You're all welcome. Always to call in, no matter what. And we've had a lot of people that promise to call in, because they'll call in and say, hey, I like your platform, and then never come back. Well, listen, we broadcast on Sundays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Story to share? You got a friend. Maybe you've got a friend that's in trouble, and you need a radio program to contact someone who, you know, I've done this before. I've had women call in who say, can you contact the sheriff's department for me and get some answers? We've done that. I will do that for you. It's not about me. It's about you. And that's what this program is about, folks. So tell a friend. Have them tell a friend. And you know what? Alternative media is where you're going to find the truth. One day, I don't think alternative media will be there. I think they'll screen it. They'll block it somehow. I don't know. But I thank the people that contributed tonight. And, of course, to my supporters, Bit Banker, Mike out Wisconsin, Elizabeth Rondo in Yalesville, Connecticut. She was listening tonight. One of my all-time supporters. Thank you so much. Bridget Pruitt in North Carolina. Thank you so much. She wasn't even in the chat room. Thank you. And Suzette, LT, that was your screen name. Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to you. I hope you have a good time on Thanksgiving. You're safe, you're happy, and you spend a good time with your family. And to my guests, I hope you all have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. And before we disconnect, listen to Ronald Reagan just for 2 minutes, if you don't mind. If you don't, then go ahead and hang up, and we'll wrap up the show. But the next show will be on Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless all of you. I love you. Thank you.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement, and this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement, and it gives no choice between peace and war. Only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shotters around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material compositions. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. He said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
God bless everybody. Good night. Happy Thanksgiving. God bless all of you. Please tune in to the next show, Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless. Take care. Good night.